Chapter 6, Manufacture of Health Foods.
Written at St. Helena, California, February 16, 1901. Last night, I seemed to be speaking to our people, telling them that as Seventh-day Adventists, we must cultivate love, patience, and true courtesy. Jesus will strengthen the leaders of his people if they will learn of him. God's people must strive to reach the very highest standard of excellence, especially should those who are medical missionaries manifest in spirit, word, and character that they are following Christ Jesus, the divine model of medical missionary effort. I have a most earnest desire that in every place the work shall be carried forward in accordance with his commands. I see trouble ahead as high as mountains for our people in the way in which some things are now being done, and especially in regard to the health food business. As we advance, we shall have to meet very difficult problems of human invention, which will bring much perplexity. Scheming tends to dishonesty. With great skill and with painstaking effort, Dr. Kellogg and his associates have prepared a special line of health foods. Their chief motive has been to benefit humanity, and God's blessing has rested upon their efforts. If they follow in the counsel of God, if they walk after the example of Christ, they will continue to advance, for God will give skill and understanding to those who seek him unselfishly. In many respects, improvements can be made in the health foods sent out from our factories. The Lord will teach his servants how to make food preparations that are more simple and less expensive. There are many whom he will teach in this line if they will walk in his counsel and in harmony with their brethren.